So this was a project with Vinod, what's his name? Vinod, Spanish guy. Jorge, yeah, right. And me and we tried to get some bytext out of PDFs, which supposedly is very nice, manually translated bytext and makes MT better. I presented during the midterm evaluation already how we get the URLs. And just as a side note here, this is all taking data from the internet, and the real world is really, really nasty. So even doing something simple like, say, make a list of URLs, write it to a file, and sort the file, breaks. Because there can be line breaks and tabs and whatever in URLs. You wouldn't imagine these things. Downloading these had all the other problems, so we wrote a very scalable downloader and use sessions and throttle and send cookies and all the ridiculous stuff. And ended up with this kind of big downloads for, we tried English, French, and English, Russian, and some other languages. So that seems to work all right. Then, nicely enough, Jörg Tiedemann had done most of the work for us with coming up with PDF to XML, which does this nice text extraction that joins lines again, but there's an encoding horror. What is this text about? There seems to be a lot of dots on the text, plenty of diacritics. So this is Russian, and it is proper UTF-8. Unfortunately, the thing that was properly encoded into UTF-8 was wrongly decoded before. So to make this Russian, and this is a text about diarrhea. We had this my favorite line. So we decode, encode, decode, and encode again. and we do this several times until the result looks like Russian, until LangID says, okay, this is Russian. Stop it. Yeah. So we tried for a handful of our Russian broken examples. I'm not sure if partially embedded fonts would be a problem. So they would still map to the right Unicode points. I couldn't change the PDF because I would be missing some glyphs. But it's only glyphs, right? It's not the underlying. Okay, so we also have no...
Also, like, the glyphs were, like, laid over another. So the glyphs were partial glyphs, and the characters were going parts of those glyphs.
Oh, yeah, there's a long tail of terrible things. Scanned PDFs with OCR in them, languages where you just use some other font, but romanized characters, and they magically make up the right thing. Left-to-right languages... are easy, I suppose, right to left, not so much. There's all these broken things. So most of our project was just working around practical problems, really. You can see all our clutches here. And we were trying to get a data release out, and we had a kind of a parallel corpus on Wednesday night. So I started our baseline system, but then I was overexcited, was running a very good baseline system, and it didn't finish so far, and we crashed our server. So this number of X will come later. We found, for the English Russian case, we found roughly 5 million lines, most of which are rubbish. So in the end, you get like a million or 1.5 million of reasonable, you get lines out that look like they are Russian on the right side. To me, I have no idea if they're proper translations. So data quality will be assessed by running a Moses experiment, and supposedly tomorrow we have a number here, and I just stick the scripts on the GitHub, and you can just run it for whatever your favorite language is, and that should be actually fairly easy to adapt to other languages. doesn't really need any resources, and I'm happily making all the raw data files that go in URL collection and whatever available. So you can try yourself. Thanks.